Well, as we bring you coverage of the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association annual meeting, we get the update on the hard red winter wheat tour. We go to Mike Schulte, executive director for the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. And first off, with this tour and scouting in Oklahoma, kind of what's the process of what happens here?
Well, this is the 35th annual crop reporting tour that is put on by Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association in Oklahoma. And basically, they have industry consultants, extension agronomists, elevator managers go through the state and assess the crop from the different districts. And right now, just based off of the information that we received from all the different districts in the state, the estimate for this crop right now this year is 108.8 million bushels. So they're figuring that we're going to have about 3.9 million acres harvested with an average yield of 27.7 bushels per acre, coming in at the 108.8. They also do a survey just from all the industry people that are involved in the wheat industry that come to this meeting today, and they take that survey, and that number actually came in a little bit higher, and their estimate was is that we are going to have about 3.8 million acres harvested with the yield a little bit higher at 29.4 bushels per acre, coming in at 111.7 million bushels. So that estimate is certainly, you know, much higher than what we had last year, but over double the crop. Keep in mind, last year was the worst year we had for wheat harvest since 1957. So it was a terrible year last year. Things are looking better as you go out in the field. The rain has come now at the right time. It's amazing what the rain has done, even in the northwest parts of the states and areas where we thought the crop was maybe a total loss 3-4 weeks ago because of the late freeze that we had on Good Friday. It looks like that we have rebound in some of those areas. No doubt, we're not going to have the maximum yield potential that we would have had had the rains come a couple weeks earlier, but at least it looks like that in those areas that the crop's not going to be a total loss.
Throughout the different reports that we heard around the state, rust has been an issue this year, maybe more than what we initially thought. How much is that going to impact with having the cold weather and also seeing a rust pressure now?
Well, you know, it's going to take off some of the yield capability, especially in the southern regions of the state. I think what most producers are cognizant about is that these have not been issues the past 4 or 5 years just because we haven't had any moisture to bring on those diseases. So I think in the producer's mind that they've known that this was a possibility with the rains that came. A lot of them did get their fungicide applications down in the right times in the southern central parts of the state. I think producers were weighing those options in the northern part of the state because it was so dry, and then we've gotten the rains later. It's going to impact yield some, but overall in the state, as you still look, I think that most producers did get their fungicide applications on in a timely manner. And so, you know, southern Oklahoma, central Oklahoma is really a bright part of the state this year. Something that we haven't seen in, you know, probably 5 or 6 years in that region. It's kind of like we've had a role reversal of where the state is. It looks like right now, as of today, the southern part of Oklahoma is really going to contribute to the success of this wheat harvest, and the northern part, because they have been so drought stricken, and then the panhandle region as well, you know, not going to come on as strong as what they normally would.
One thing that we also saw this year with this strong cattle market and having lower wheat prices, that has a lot of producers have utilized that. How much is that going to impact harvested acres?
Well, you know, there are areas where there was grazing going on and with the price of cattle in the eastern part of the state, I think, yes, no doubt, in those regions, a lot of that wheat is going to be grazed out. But that's typically the way that it always is. As you get into southern central Oklahoma, now that we've had the rains and because the cattle price was so high going into stocking rates at the beginning of the year, some of those producers opted not to, to run cattle. And so as you look around, based on just what we're seeing in graze out in central northwest Oklahoma, to be quite honest, those acres aren't there. I think we're going to see a lot less acres grazed out than normal, and the crop numbers are kind of showing that too based on their estimates.
How much did that early April freeze? How much do you think that it really impacted the crop?
You know, I think all bets are off is trying to predict freeze and what it can do for the state. You know, no doubt when a crop is stressed like it was when that freeze came through, you could see signs that it did impact yield potential out there in the fields, especially in central and northern Oklahoma. But I think we have seen the crop rebound because of the rains that came right after that. That's something that we typically haven't seen. We've also seen some differences this year, and the same thing happened last year, but not so much in the past. A lot of the earlier maturing varieties, which you think normally would be susceptible to the freeze damage, were not susceptible to the freeze damage in northern parts of the state, like the later maturing varieties. And so there are some areas where the endurance variety is a prime example in the test plots up at Cherokee. You know, being a later variety wheat for maturity, it really took it on the chin with freeze damage. So we're seeing all kinds of different factors that have come into play. And I think a lot of it just depends on, you know, the amount of moisture that was out there in the field, how stressed the crop actually was, what type of farming practices did they have? Did they have a conventional till or no-till practices? All that has kind of played into that. And so I think there's just been a lot of different issues out there that we've seen because of that.
After the poor crop of 2014, how important is it to come back this year with a predictive yield even above average?
Well, you know, it's very important for the work that we're doing at the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We fund a lot of the public research at Oklahoma State University. Reports showed this past year that over 44% of the wheat varieties planted in the state of Oklahoma are coming out of Oklahoma State University. We've seen great strides with that program, and producers are really, really behind that. But for us, it's extremely important because without the revenue that comes into the checkoff from the producer funds, and we're not able to fund that research. And so I think producers are cognizant of that, and they see the importance of that. This year it certainly is going to be much better than last year, but it's something that we're hopeful that we can continue to have the good weather that we currently are having. We've had wonderful grain filling weather just with some of the cloud cover and some of the cooler temperatures the last few weeks. I think that's really also helped us in central and northern Oklahoma. I think that the producers are maybe a little on edge. We don't want to turn the rain away because of the situation that we've been in the last 5 or 6 years, but I think that they are a little concerned that we might get too much rain and that potentially might lay the crop down in places.
With the start of the growing season that kind of got started rough, how surprised are you that this crop is turning out as good as it looks?
Well, I think actually the growing season, we had moisture to put the crop in, but then it stopped raining after the crop was up, and then the crop, you know, stressed along. We had adequate moisture, you know, up until December, but, you know, from that December to February period, we really lacked the rain that we need as the wheat was coming out of dormancy, and then we just had no ground moisture or subsoil moisture, and so that really impacted the crop. You know, it still is amazing with what we've seen just in the last 3-4 weeks with the moisture that we have, how the crop has rebounded and recovered in a lot of those areas.
Well, we've been joined by Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Again, as we get the update on the Oklahoma wheat crop, bringing you coverage from the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association 117th Annual Meeting. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.